Namaste. Welcome back to part two of the graduate program homework. So this one says, this week I've had a go at the conscious imagining. I've really found it useful to help me get back on retreat. Thanks for sharing this simple technique. After a spell of feeling out of sorts, this technique has helped me get through this spell and feel more open and curious again. My question is, if one of my happy places is to imagine I'm meditating, is it okay to meditate? I realize some of the conscious imaging on my happy places list can't be done, but obviously I can meditate. Thanks. So the idea is, if I'm understanding correctly what you're saying, the idea is not necessarily to meditate, but to imagine. If imagining that you're meditating makes you feel really, really good, then that's a good place to, that's a good thing to do. Whereas actual meditation might not feel so good in that particular moment. We might be dealing with some negative thoughts or emotions that come up during our meditation. So it's most important to stick to imagining things rather than actually doing them, because we're practicing choosing our thoughts, choosing our, where our focus goes based on how it feels, and choosing how to respond to life based on our own. But basically we're trying to shift our inner focus to something that feels good. So we're not, it doesn't matter, as you said, if something is not actually achievable. You can imagine something that you can't even actually physically do. But we're spending as much time as we can in our imagination. And by doing so, we're taking attention off of what's not feeling so good right now in our life. Whatever is not feeling so good in our life is really because of our focus has been on the fact that there's something missing or absent or something needed to be happy. So it's not really a question of actually meditating, which may seem like a strange thing to say as a spiritual teacher, but really what we want is to get your attention off of what feels bad. So you can still meditate, of course, but that is outside of this conscious imagining process. It's got just thinking about times and situations in your life, perhaps something from the past or something from the future that feels really, really good. And that is going to be something that you can work with for feeling good. It generates a feeling inside of you that feels really, really good. So I hope that helps to, in your imagining time, it's not about actually doing those things. It's about imagining going there inside your mind, in your mind's eye, and really feeling how good it feels to do that thing in your imagination. And then what you do outside of your conscious imagining time is entirely up to you. So I hope that helps to kind of clear it up. Maybe I've misunderstood what you said, what you mean. So if I have, please do ask again with that. And I'm glad you found it helpful. Okay, so next one. Hi, Helen. Thank you for your help with the conscious imagining last week. I have sat and written a few happy memories and joyful things to look forward to. I can sit quickly before going to bed and find myself fully immersed in these. However, in the morning, it doesn't seem to be as easy. I set aside time for this, but there is a little voice saying there isn't enough time, or a little voice starting with a to-do list for the day. How do I settle more with this when I find myself distracted like this? Thank you. Lots of love. So it's really common that we might find it easier to get into that place of imagining at first when we don't have any time restrictions. And the evening might be a better time for you when you've done everything you need to do. But really just setting the alarm 5 or 10 minutes earlier, giving yourself 5 or 10 more minutes to do this before you have to move and do what you need to do, so that you're not under that time pressure. I suggest it would work in that way. And it'd be better to do it when you're not feeling time pressured, so that And really, the recognition that your entire day is going to go better after imagining and feeling really, really good inside yourself, coming to a place where you feel really, really good, and then going about your day. The whole day is going to flow smoother. So sort of pushing through that resistance, that feeling that there's more important things I need to be doing than this. And of course, that feeling is going to be there for all of us to some degree. Sometimes it feels like a real chore to actually make some time to imagine. But as you push through that, it's going to really begin to feel wonderful, that there is a very joyful experience coming from that, that permeates your entire day eventually. You don't ever sink quite so low during the day when you've started in a really high place. And as you're getting higher in your imagination and how good you feel, what you experience during the rest of your day is also going to be lifted up. There'll always be a little lag, you know, between the two, where you get to in your imaginings and what you're currently experiencing as your everyday life will always be a little different. But it's going to be clearer and clearer, hopefully, that what you're imagining now is going to be showing up in your life at some point quite soon. So it's worthwhile putting that time in and just giving yourself more time if that's the main issue. If you're feeling pressured or in a rush in the morning, then just giving yourself a little bit more time to do that is going to make such a big difference. Yeah, so for me, a morning was almost always easiest. But for some beings, it's going to be evening. It's going to be when everything else is quiet and finished. Just work with your natural time of day anyway that's best for you and do what you can to find more time in those others. You know, morning and evening really are perhaps the most important, really. And just giving yourself more time and space to do that, that this is the most important work we could be doing. I hope that helps. And thank you for the feedback in that. Okay, so last one. From listening to the discussion of conscious imagining in the week 3 Q&A, it's possible I may not have implemented it precisely, but nonetheless have found it very beneficial. In contemplating my happy place, what arose is that identification with the noumenon is growing, and the place in which that occurs can be even while doing mundane tasks such as housework. So I morphed into contemplating this statement and filling in the blank. My relationship with blank is already healed and the highest outcome is assured. This is remarkably helpful for the first 5 days or so. Any subtle object, be it person, thought or emotion, was suitable. Brief moments of annoyance, irritation with a friend with whom I disagreed. I journaled daily and also used it throughout the day as things arose and awareness is rather effortlessly restored without the need for further contemplation. However, on day 5, the ego floated out an idea that I wasn't doing this right and that this was silly and wouldn't work. I let that sit and pretty immediately was shown that this frustration could be used to fill in the blank and then was quickly centered in the noumenon. What is liberating about this is it stops the ego's analysis while not rejecting it. Even if ego still has issues, they can be allowed to sit because there is a seeing that I am already this and no further doing is needed. I lose interest in the ego's concerns. It seems to be a bridge to a higher vibration. When applying this to objects which arise, a contemplation of what is relationship occurred also. I looked up the definition. Relationship is the way in which two or more concepts, objects, or people are connected, or the state of being connected. I was shown that by seeing a relationship between myself and these objects, there is still an expression of a belief in separation. I am finding this conscious imagining statement is serving two purposes. It allows that often I still see awakening as a future event. It also reassures me that if it occurs in the future, it has already happened now. Sorry, let me start that sentence again. It also reassures me that if it occurs in the future, it has also already happened now. So I've been practicing this for about a week. Often in the past, such efforts petered out over time and can be quite distractible, as I can be quite distractible. This feels quite different because it feels as if it arises from the whole self, not the separate self. And I really believe it. But there is some question about keeping it fresh or what to expect going forward. If you have any advice on that, it would be appreciated. Or any other thoughts or suggestions. Thanks for your miraculous and brilliant teachings and for caring so deeply about all of us awakening. Best wishes to you for a wonderful time off. It's richly deserved. Namaste. Thank you very much. I'm glad you're getting so much out of this, and I'm glad you're really finding a deepening happening from this, and an understanding of what a relationship is really vital, isn't it? It's how am I being with this thing, or how am I holding this person or this event or this lack of something? How am I holding it, and what effect is that having inside? And can I move beyond that? And really that emphasizes a sense of separation, that really relationship two things comes from the sense of being separate to something else or someone else. That's a vital seeing. And it's not a failure that ego has come up with this sense that you might be doing it wrong after 5 days, because ego is asking for its doubts to be looked at in that, isn't it? It really thinks you could do this wrong, which of course you can't. And there is no right way to do it. There is the way that we're doing it right now, and we can continue to deepen. And ego is also focused on fixing problems, isn't it? It's looking for ways to fix problems. So it's always going to see, yeah, but you're just spending time in your head. You're just imagining. You're not really fixing anything. You're not really doing anything. This isn't spiritual work. This isn't sadhana. This is just, you know, spending time lost in your head. And many of us were chastised for that as kids, you know, just being lost in our imagination. But now, knowing what we know, that we are everywhere all the time, and that our outside world is a reflection of what's happening inside, a mirror image, because we are everywhere, then being lost in our imagination is a very good way, as long as we're imagining something that feels good. We're all very good at imagining in the opposite direction. So we're just learning to do that in a positive, constructive way, to keep our powerful focus as the self on what we do want, and what we are enjoying, and what is already working, and what already feels good, and not lingering on what isn't working, as we were saying before. So you're going to have these ideas come up, ego will present them, yeah, but this isn't really work, this isn't doing anything, is it, you know? But the process hopefully should become so enjoyable in and of itself that you really just step away from those concerns. And I loved what you said about that just kind of let go of ego's, it's a bridge. We're not pushing against ego's ideas about things, but we're also not identifying with them and lingering around them. And we don't have to reject ego. We just move to a higher place. And that is a lot easier from a good feeling place in our imagination. Stepping back into just being the vast awareness is much easier than, we would perhaps be able to feel it is from a place of negative emotion. It's a smaller vibrational gap. So it's allowing us to let go and surrender. For me, it was a way of surrendering, trying to change everything, because I realized that was the things that I was trying to change. I can't try to change something without it feeling that it's not good enough how it is right now, that it could be better. Or should be better. Could be is fine, but should be, it's going to keep us suffering. So taking our attention off of that, straight onto something that feels good, is immediately going to help move our focus. So there are going to be these doubts that come up from ego. You're asking about what to expect moving forward. It might, you can't fixing all my problems. One thing that came up for me was this, am I doing it right? The second one was, it can't be this simple to just keep my focus off of what isn't working. You know, what about actually fixing the, something inside wants to roll our sleeves up and get on with a spanner and a screwdriver and a hammer and fix something spiritually. But you can keep fixing up that fixer-upper forever, can't you? Or you can just step into this nice new house that is perfect for you, nice new life that is perfect for you. And that's really what we're doing. So anything that comes up like that is going to be ego asking you to look at this. Can I do it wrong? Or really, life is about joy. And the, whichever place we get to, whichever way we get to a place of joy and freedom and peace is going to allow more of that to come in our outer everyday world life experience. And the conscious imagining for me was a way to get my attention off of something that wasn't feeling that way. And that was the fixing. We're still fixing. We're just doing it in the most intelligent way, aren't we? As the self, the more that you wake up, you can't really put any attention on anything for too long without getting more of it. So really all we can do, because our attention, our focus is powerful, a lot more life force flowing through the body as we wake up. So all we can do is to make sure that focus is on something that's going to bring more of what we do want and less of what we don't want. There is a stage where you can't focus on any problem at all without it perpetuating. And that's where I found myself. And that's why this conscious imagining came to be so very powerful for me. So you're doing amazing. You're absolutely doing it right. It's perfect how you're doing it. And just keep enjoying yourself. It's okay to kind of live inside your head for a while. And every now and again, you'll be called to look at your outer reality as it actually is right now. We don't have to push against that. It may not look how we want it to, but we can go back inside and imagine, use that to imagine what we really do want and to feel good about it. That's all that's necessary, just to take your focus off. As to moving forward, you might find there are things that it's more, seems more challenging to take your attention off of than others, but you can always do it. So I hope that helps to answer those questions. I'm really glad that you're finding it a very powerful process, and that you're finding that it's beneficial. You know, it's a very simple thing, isn't it? But extraordinarily powerful. So thank you very much. Namaste. We'll see you all on Saturday if you can make it.